Audio kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The audio kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. Well, you can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
I'm gonna play Amazing Grace. Next, I'm going to play Dear Dear, What Can the Matter Be? And then the Marine Summit.
Better, I hope. Just a little better. At least that's the case here on this side of the headphones. I am doing a little bit better. You go through the motions, and next thing you know, you're somewhere else, some other day. You are listening to The Audio Kitchen here on WFMU, and I am the professor. And as you may have heard Ken just speak of, I'm going to be taking a little break here. A little break. Nothing permanent, nothing drastic. I'll talk a little bit more about later on. Meanwhile, there's a show here to do. And next week as well. You know, it's always hard to know how you'll react to powerful events in your life. And though the one that just happened recently was kind of extreme and unprecedented, we all have powerful events in our life.
Yep, she come right here, stand.
But you never really consider what it'll be like and why focus on it. But I know for me, and if you heard the show last week that I did here, where I, for the first time, I played quite a bit of real music. A lot of my life, and maybe yours in the last few days, last week, it's been about comfort. Comfort music, like on that show. And that's available on the archives at WFMU.org. Or comfort food. Mashed potatoes and gravy and me have been a hot item recently. Roasted poultry. But whatever it is for you. But sometimes you just want something, you know, that that big metaphysical nipple, you know? I think you may know where I'm going.
Something to see. This is a pretty drive here, isn't it? Hey, there's some rocks over there. These are funny looking rocks, aren't they? This is a nice highway, though. Double A. Look at this. Look at it. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is really quite a relief.
To a distant land, a faraway place known as 1974. As we continue our road trip adventure in Texas with Jim and Arlene Walls. That is still underway. Okay, we're finishing up our adventures around Corpus Christi. Cruising the shoreline there, And Jim and Arlene are very impressed with the housing in the area. They're mansions. They're owned by millionaires. Many styles and flavors. He's obviously seeing some housing that he would never see in his hometown, Green Bay. And then they're doing some driving. A little argument over the navigation here between the two of them. Between those Midwestern, middle-aged lovebirds. But they figure it out. And they're going to the Alamo. They might not know why, but they know it's famous and they're going to go. A lot of description along the way, too. Including road signs, roadkill, and roadside biology. So let us join this vacation, already in progress.
Well, we're finally getting back again. I finally got this tape straightened out, too. I wasn't recording on it, but passing all these beautiful homes on both sides is out of this world. Some of them look like castles or chateaus in France. Really some sight to see. Oh, they're fantastic. Spanish style, ranch style, two story. And they're so big and tremendous. Every different color pillars and southern types and French types and every kind you can think of all along here. Big walls around some of them. Beautiful. Fantastic. I don't know where the hell the money comes from unless it's from oil and ranching. But it's right down here along the shore of the bay and just something else. Oh, some of them are just the styles. All modern and beautiful. I haven't got back yet. We're riding along here along the... Just looking at the sailboats out there. I suppose everybody's out sailing on today's Saturday and so forth. Now there's that one that looks like a castle. It's got a big round tower in the front of it. And beautiful tile roof, red tile, and it's a cream-colored brick. Here's one with four great big Roman columns on it. Cream-colored house, two-story. Here's a great, big, tremendous white one. Two stories, but a big, long job with a big brick white wall around it. Here's another big white one, two-story. Oh, that's fantastic inside. It's like Hollywood. Big white brick fence around it. There's another one next to it, pink brick. Here's a nice, another great, big white one with blue shutters and sprawls all over the lawn. Palm trees out in front. And, oh, what a great big long ranch house. Beautiful. And that chapel, yeah, that Catholic chapel there is out of this world. It's a brand new modern thing. Oh, money. That's really stuck money into that place. That's fantastic. These homes along here. Now we're getting close to our motel again. We'll soon be home. A little after 5. Well, we left at 20 minutes to 10 out of Corpus Christi from our motel, and we're trying to find 37. So we have to hit 358 down here. I found Staples and only go straight south. Now we found 358, we turn right on it.
We
get up on our tram.
See, we went under it yesterday.
Okay.
That's where I was trying.
We're in San Antonio and at the Alamo Ramada Inn up here. And no, is this what it is? It's at the Ramada Inn up here on Austin Highway. And
on the northeast side of...
Salt Interstate
35, is that what this is?
Yeah.
We go right into it, huh?
Right.
Okay, this is, the time is 3 o'clock and got 2,054 miles. Now we're on our way down to the Alamo. We want to see the Alamo, so we thought we'd run down here, look at it, if we can get on the highway and find it, get downtown. Okay. United States Air Force, San Antonio Air Force radar or station or something. Now we're on 35 south to the left. Just going on 35 south.
Broadway next right.
Don't run over that dead dog. 9/10 of a mile, we get on 37 on here now. Junction with 37.
South.
I think the Alamo is very close to that. The Alamo right lane now.
That's
Commerce Street and the Alamo. Right ahead of us, a great big tall space needle. The Alamo Plaza and Crockett Street intersection here. A little band shell in the middle of the thing right here. Here's a big memorial.
There's the Alamo to the right.
Let's get a look at that Alamo over there. You can bet there were some pictures being taken. Some movies. That was really in the pre-camcorder days. You're attuned to the Audio Kitchen. Unprofessional, unprofitable sound. Next up, a new character here. Actor John. This is from the cache sent up here by Georgia Todd. A witty, effeminate man in Pittsburgh in the, I think it's the early 1980s. Pursuing a career in performance, acting, singing, dancing, things like that, in Pittsburgh. From the sound at the beginning of this audio letter, from all that goes on, he's doing pretty well in a lot of shows, including like some kind of a USO... recreation. Lots of jokey songs, things like that. But he needs to make money beyond performing. So he gets involved with this employment agency of some kind. And the girl Marsha there, he's not a fan of Marsha. And he does a pretty darn funny imitation of this woman calling him up with all these job offers. And at one time in my life, I was dealing with temporary employment. And I swear some of the women I dealt with sound a lot like Marsha here. But he has a funny way of telling a story. And when you listen, you know he's kind of exaggerating some of the details in his favor. So he's even a little wittier as he's a character in this story he's telling. But he's very troubled that this woman wants him to get involved in the business of managing a store that sells, God forbid, plastic shoes. Oh. That's more than he can stand. And he wants to have nothing to do with the fast food industry.
A letter that I would write you or talk to you on this tape, and then you in turn could talk back. And this is a nice way to do it, considering I don't feel like writing a letter. I just made a pot of coffee, and I'm sitting down here having a bran muffin to keep myself regular. Anyway, so things have been pretty unusual here in Pittsburgh. After I saw you, after you left with my watch, I finished out the rest of the summer, and then I went to the beach for 2 weeks, which was very nice, with about 40,000 people who were all smushed into this little condominium. But I had a real nice time. You know, the beach therapy and all that stuff, it's real nice. And then after that, let me see, I came back and started working for Horns. And I was the assistant manager for my department, which was real nice. And I got a part in the show Anything Goes at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, which was really fun. So I did that show. That ran... Well, let me see, that was September. The show ended up, I guess it ran till close to Thanksgiving. So that kept me pretty busy because, you know, you'd rehearse 4 or 5 nights a week, and then the show ran Monday, or Tuesday through Sunday with 2 shows on Sunday. So I only had Monday nights off. And that was a lot of fun. Then after that, I don't know if you remember me talking about a friend of mine. His name was Gavin Paymer. He went to Clarion for his freshman year. He was a good friend of Bunja's. I'm sure you remember Bunja. That stinky little thing. Anyway, so I had met Gavin, and Gavin had transferred into Point Park, so he knew all the theater people here in Pittsburgh. And so we had did Anything Goes together, and it was a lot of fun. He said, well, I'm going to be doing this Christmas review at this restaurant in Monroeville called Imperio's. It's a really nice place. And he said, why don't you come out? He said, there's a friend of mine, her name is Kathy Lash, she has her own production company. So I went and did a show with her for Christmas. It was a 1943 USO show, and I was like an MC, and it was really queer. But they paid really well. So then Kathy and I did together. Gavin left. He got a Broadway tour of 42nd Street. So he's been traveling all around the United States. So anyway, Kathy and I started working together, and we put together a show called A Night at the Tony Awards, and it was pretty much like a Forbidden Broadway, if you're familiar with that, where you just make fun of all the Broadway songs and put in different words, you know, to be funny. It's pretty stupid, but it was really well received. And then February, we did a show together called A Show of Affection for Valentine's Day, and it was all love songs, and we went through, you know, the shows, they're in lounges and stuff, so you can't get anything real in-depth with them, but with this one, we plotted several famous lovers in history and made fun of them and sang funny songs about them. And then the second half, we did, it was just like a bunch of songs about the growth of the modern day relationship. It was pretty queer, but people really liked that too, and we got some incredible reviews for it. So other than US Air, which I told you about, Kathy and I have this little production company going, which is pretty nice because it, you know, it fills that time void since I quit my job on January 27th. Other than that, oh, I have some amusing things to tell you. As you know, I said I quit my job and blah, 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 and one day I was looking through the paper and I saw this ad for, you know, a thing in the Help Wanted column about, you know, management trainees, blah, 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 minimum experience, on and on, for a new retail firm that's expanding or something like that. Well, as it turned out, you went to this employment agency for the whole thing, and you know, you got there and it was just a ploy to get you in there. So this bimbo named Marsha has been calling me every f***ing day, I got you an interview today, John. It's kind of like for, it's like retail. It's something that you'd really like. I think you'd really like it. The benefits are, they're incredible. You know, just going on and on. And I would say, well, what's the name of the store? Well, it's shoes. I said, the name of the store is shoes? And she goes, no, it's a shoe business. And I said, oh, and I said, well, what's the name? She goes, well, I really can't tell you unless you're, you know, unless you want me to set up an interview. Because I guess the way they work, they set up the interview and then they tell you who it is. As it turned out, it was a fucking Pickway. I go for the manager's job at a Pickway. And, I mean, not that a Pickway, if anybody's listening to this, they're going to think I'm a big pompous asshole. I just don't like Pickway. I've never shopped at Pickway. The only thing I ever bought there was, like, canvas sneakers to kick around in. Anyway, I went in and put on, you know, had a great interview, blah, blah, blah. And this, I called the employment agency and said, well, I went to it. And she goes, well, what do you think? And I said, I don't want to work for them. And she goes, well, why not? And I said, well, you know, mind you, they have an incredible benefit packet and blah, 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 blah. I said, but I just don't like plastic shoes. And she got really offended by that. And she said, I can't believe this. You know, this could be a really good job for you. And I said, well, if they want a second interview with me, I will go on it. But I'm just telling you, no, I'm not interested in the job. Well, the fat plastic coated bitch that interviewed me said to her, well, I have the feeling that John wouldn't want to do stock work. So I said, well, you're damn right. I wouldn't be carrying around a bunch of plastic shoes for minimum money. Anyway, so that was pretty amusing. Then she sent me on, she called me and she said, John, how do you feel about restaurant management? And I said, well, that's what I did in New York. I was a restaurant manager. I said, you know, that would be fine. And she goes, okay, well, let me call you back. Keep in mind, this girl calls me 72 times a day. I mean, she calls me all day long. It drives me nuts. Hi, John, this is Marcia. I was just, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, and, you know, anyway, just call me later. Bye. You know, and that's what she says. So she tells me about this restaurant. I said, well, that doesn't sound bad. And originally when I had talked to her, she had said, would you be interested in restaurant management? And I said, you know, I guess so. You know, I've done it before, of course. And she goes, well, would you like fine dining or fast food? And I said, well, I'd like, you know, I said, preferably fine dining. And she goes, more money in fast food. Anyway, you know, and like went on to another question. So she calls me and she tells me about this restaurant manager position. And she goes, and it's not fast food. And I said, oh, it's not. And she goes, well, it's like fast food. I said, well, either it's fast food or it's not. There's really no like fast food. She goes, well, you know, it kind of is. And I said, do you mean like a racks? You know, it does it have like more of like the idea of a dining room, but you still have yourself? Well, no, it's not racks. And I said, well, is it like Long John Silver? And she goes, well, like fish and chicken. And I said, is it like one of those fish and chips places? She goes, yeah. I went, oh, I'm sorry, forget it. So I told her never to call me again, but she still does. And so now she has another interview set up for me with a really neat clothing store. But, you know, I want to make some money so that I can travel. You know, and with retail, you have to put like 50 hours a week in, which I don't mind if the pay is worthwhile. But, you know, for the most part, they go, yeah, well, the money isn't that good, but you get a great discount. Great.
Well, it finally happened. I would like to offer my sincere apologies. Usually I'm very diligent about editing bad words. Very diligent. Somehow my concentration hasn't been what it should be, and one just slipped out there, and that was a complete accident. Sorry. Pretty funny, though. No fish and chips for John. Let me briefly talk about my little hiatus that's going to be happening here after next week. Just to let you know that I'm not ducking out of my responsibilities or something like that. I don't talk about it too much, but putting this show together is kind of a ridiculous amount of work or time. And sometimes I thought if I could actually take a break, maybe I could at least get a handle on it. Because, you know, the little secret about this show is not only has the show been coming out every week, but a library has been building up. Both a library of all of the edited and cleaned up stuff that you hear and have heard on the show, but also of raw material for the future. And in a sense, by not having to do a regular show for a little while, I can get a better handle on that library. But having that library is a big responsibility, and I take it very seriously. And it would seem absurd to have even collected up what I have now and just to stop the show, period. So I guess it feels like by beginning the show and having it be as successful as it has been and getting together a wide variety of audio from a lot of people, that it will continue. And hopefully it'll be better. And I just want to say that our program director, Brian, has been very kind in giving me the time to be able to think about this thing. Not only that, but I have an option here where I can come in mid-schedule, so it doesn't mean that I'm not, that I should be on the air before the next schedule change. And I can't say exactly when that'll be right now, but it won't be in this time slot. So I'm very happy and pleased about that, and for all of you that have put messages in the message board and sent me emails, doing this so the show can be better, and maybe I can be better. God knows I should be better. But I am still very, very, very interested in getting your audio. Please don't suddenly decide not to drop that sound in the mail. I will be very responsible with it. The address is and shall be The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011. And that's in Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. And it's very heartwarming, the emails I've already been getting. And you're welcome to say hi and talk to me either this week, next week, or for the while that I'm off the schedule. I would love to hear from you. It's theprof@wfmu.org. And the archives will stay up. They'll be there. Okay? There we go. Meanwhile, here's an answering machine tape I found recently in Youngstown, Ohio. Very short. A fella named Bulldog. Is this person at the beginning of the tape or an obnoxious woman or an obnoxious young boy? I'm not sure. But the funny part is, you know, is when his friend calls up, bragging that his team, it's really groovy that his team, the Penn State Lions, are going to the big dance, whatever that means. You know, it's sports talk that guys like to use. And not only that, but listen to what the wager is over this sports thing.
Hello, am I in trouble? I should have stayed in bed today. Goodbye.
To let you know that I'm still alive. Ha ha ha. Hey, listen, when you get home, page me. My number is 954-220-2280, and I'll call you back, okay? We'll talk then. Bye.
Hey, Bulldog, you know what's really groovy is that my Penn State Lions are going to Madison in the Final Four, the big dance. I guess I don't know what to say. Looks like you're going to be owing me 2 Mountain Dews. I guess I'll stay up in a little and watch your little Gophers lose so I can call you again tomorrow. Okay, it's out there, Bulldog.
Chow later, Bulldog. Sounds like kind of a Purina way to say goodbye there. My Penn State Lions are going to the Final Four. Funny how people can own teams like that so easily. But what do I know? I'm not a sports kind of guy. I got other problems. Let's hear from Grandma Jones. Remember Grandma Jones? This is found by Brian Blatt in Florida. Grandma Jones and her first talk tape ever. For her grandson. And Grandma Jones is basically carrying around this tape recorder and documenting her life. And she thinks she's doing it for her grandson, but I can't believe this kid ever even listened to this tape. She's doing it for us, really, she is. And she loves to talk about dirty clothes and getting dirty and washing up. She kind of revels in it in kind of a fetishy kind of way. Like here, she talks about how her grandson likes to splash in the puddles. I don't know, there's something very strange the way she talks about getting soiled. I can't quite explain it. It's the same sort of thing when she was talking about putting away her underwear a couple weeks back. And as you're listening, you might want to just put this in your head. She's making most of this next segment you're about to hear. She's recording it naked.
I really hope you like your radio tape player. I found a Michael Jackson tape and I recorded that. So I have it too. First time I ever recorded any music too. So it doesn't sound too good, but it's not too bad. And there I'm putting my new purse away that Aunt Gail gave me here in the drawer. It's, you know, it's black, and so I gotta wait till it gets a little bit cooler to wear it. Well, now that I got the laundry basket empty, I can put the dirty clothes that I have in it already. And there aren't too many, but it sure doesn't take long to fill it up, particularly when you're here. You just dirty so many clothes. Yeah, but you have a good time. If you were too clean, I know you wouldn't be having a good time. I always figure you're having a good time to get a little dirty and a little wet in the puddles. Yeah. You're always getting wet in the puddles, you guys, particularly after it rains. And so, but it's fun. I can remember I used to go out and wade in the puddles when I was a kid, too, because it was fun to do. And, but I'm out in the kitchen now. I'm putting my garlic press in the cupboard in the drawer out here because I had it in the bedroom. So anyway, there we go. Well, let me see if I got everything put away pretty good. I have all these empty boxes and I save those every year, you know, to 5 boxes packed of them. I gotta put those away. But I think I'll take my shower first and get dressed and go to Farmore. So I'm going to turn this tape off because I can't talk to you while I'm in the shower. I don't think. So here we go. Can you hear the water? All right. Hang on for a little while. I'll be back. Oh, boy. Well, I'm out of the shower. And boy, do I feel good. You know, this talk tape is kind of just like having you here talking to you. You know, I really kind of like it. So now I'm drying off, and I'm going to go to Farmore as soon as I get dressed. In fact, I think I'll take this along in the car so I can talk to you as I drive. Kind of like having you in the car with me and going places. And I know you hate to shop, so I'm sure you're glad you're not in the car really going with me. So, anyway, I'm going to turn you back off again a minute while I get dried. See you in a minute.
I warned you. Start naked there, Grandma Jones. In her Florida condominium. Not long ago, just a few years back. Okay, I have a couple more special items I want to try to get on the air. I want to squeeze in. This is an answering machine tape, and I aired a portion of this long ago. Almost 2 years ago, I would say. And it was on the premium, the cassette premium for the 2000 marathon. The I Need to Hear Your Voice cassette. And Echo Boy found this tape, and I'd been hounding him for him to give me the rest of it, because he gave me a copy of just this one conversation from the tape. Well, he finally did find the cassette, a micro cassette, I might add, and it was a mess. And he pieced together what he could. So this is the most complete version of this answering machine, which is really special to me. It's a Southern black family, or couple, I guess. Important things in their life include church and football and chitlins. Darlene and Larry, I think it is. Larry, a drum major in college, we find out. Most of the dialogue here, though, is Darlene speaking with her brother and then with a friend of theirs. The conversation with a brother, who apparently they haven't talked for a while, and he's given her kind of a hard time about that, is about a mutual friend, a church member who's died recently. And then a lot of talk about the new van. It's like the old van, but it's got a pointy front end and a lot of things like that. But the high point is a conversation that you may have heard before if you've been listening to this show for a long time. It is between Darlene and her friend regarding a party that her friend missed. In all the goings-on there. Talking trash in a very sweet, lovable American way. And you know, when you're cleaning chitlins, even if the phone rings, even if it's your best friend, you just can't answer it. You don't want to touch nothing.
So I'm unable to answer your call right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Early. Give me a piece of ice. Give me a piece.
What's up? Much longer. Bye. Got the answer.
Peace. This is Tracy. And when you get home, I would like for you to call me. Because we, gotta tell you, do we have to go to work or not? And if you do, just call me back and tell me. All right, bye.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, girl?
All right. I was wondering about y'all today.
Yeah,
I wonder, is Dad and them going yard sailing, or is he going to the game, or what?
No, we ain't going to the game.
Y'all been yard sailing?
No.
No?
No, me and my brother, I went by one this while ago down there. They didn't have nothing.
Oh.
So how you been doing?
All right. Last time it's a good game on Channel 10.
A game on now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna come on now. Well, you at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that funeral that they have in the church?
Brother Marla.
Oh, he passed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, where y'all on Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah. Y'all just stayed on?
Yeah, we just stayed.
Oh, because Atlanta said, you don't think they're going out of town? I said, no, because they were just going out of town the other Sunday.
No, we didn't go out of town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brother Marlon passed.
Oh, yeah.
And Sister Epp's mama passed, too. So they're going to have her funeral in Bradenton at 1 o'clock. Yeah.
And then they got to come back in what time?
Marlon's on was at 10 this morning, so it should be over with now.
Oh, it was at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock this morning, because see, Ray and them got the lead there and then going to Bradenton for his mother-in-law funeral.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And hers at 1 o'clock. So, you know, some of the church members gone,
and
the Sick and Flower Committee gone. So, you know, they got a new van.
The church got a new van?
The church, yeah.
Just like the mother?
No, it's nicer.
It's bigger?
No, it's about the same size, like, but it's a newer style kind, you know.
George.
No, what kind of van that is, baby? Did you see it? The new van the church got. 35 times they met me.
It's probably a Dodge. Same as the others they got.
I don't know. It's got a pointed like front. You know that a different shape.
It might be a Ford. It might be a Ford because Ford got them what you call them? Safety airbags.
Oh. It's got a different shape in the front and stuff. So
it might be a Ford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a new van.
It's real long.
No, it's about the size of the others and all. It's just made different in the front, you know, that fronting.
Right.
Instead of boxed off, like it's kind of like on that pointed.
Well, what did they got rid of one of the others?
No, they still got all the other ones.
Mm.
But they were saying they ought to get rid of that brown one because that brown one don't work or something.
Oh, they have a lot of stuff about the brown one.
Hmm?
They have a lot of stuff about the brown one.
Because it's sitting off to the side, so I don't think it works.
Mm-hmm. So they got the green one, the white one, and this other one now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The green, white one, and the brown one.
I was surprised to catch you home.
Yeah, me and Larry just staying home. He just took off and...
Mm-hmm.
We just staying home.
Yeah.
So he's gonna watch this game on TV.
Yeah, Jetta's sister and mother and all are here.
Oh yeah? They came for the holiday?
Yeah, for the game, you know, today.
Oh, for the game, yeah. Oh yeah, so they going, but y'all ain't going?
No, well, some of them going and some of them not going. They just come down, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the holiday, really.
Right.
And then since the game, some of them going to that.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I was out there to see Mama Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know somebody going yesterday. I don't know if they went or not.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about going out there yesterday.
Okay then, Darlene, I just calling. See how you were doing. I ain't heard from you. You won't call me no more.
Yeah, I thought about y'all, Jokers.
Yeah, but you didn't call.
But I thought about y'all.
Oh, yeah. Just sitting around now.
Yeah, so Jess ain't going yard sailing, huh?
No, she didn't go.
I told her. I told a girl on my job, I say,
I know a lot of people been, you know, doing yard sales and stuff today because, you know, to try to get that Christmas money. And you know the malls and things be crowded the day after Thanksgiving. You know, I didn't never shut it off. I just was talking to him to let it shut off on his own.
Well, all
so
that,
all that time, huh?
All the talking gonna be on the tape.
Well,
What you call for?
Why don't you come to the party?
What party?
Girl, no.
I ain't stun you.
Sonny, I called you yesterday. Why you ain't called me back?
I had my hands in the sink.
No, but I told Larry to tell you.
He did. He did. But you know, when you cleaning chitlins, you don't want to get out that sink and touch nothing till you get through. And so when I got through, I went and got my hair done. And I called you. And Keela said you were gone to the store. I said, well, tell her to call me when she get back.
Keela ain't tell me that.
And we were waiting on you, child, because we took Shirley with her.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Ann's supposed to be coming.
Girl, and see, me and Gwen was supposed to go out, but then she come tell me she was going with her boyfriend. And I said, shoot, I ain't finna be around nobody with their boyfriend. I ain't got nobody, you know. And,
Larry said, turn the TV to Channel 8. They finna cut up.
Hold on.
You gonna let me switch off your
Larry, think he's still a drum major?
Andrew said, what, you think you're still a drum major? Girl, yeah, we had a good time at the party, too, child.
Steve, Carol, and all that was there?
Steve was there, Darian, Tangela, Felton, and Kojak.
Why you didn't just tell Keela to tell me? Don't forget the party.
I don't know, because I
remember that.
Well, I just told her to call, have you to call me back. And at that time, I was getting ready.
Val was saying, because Jermaine went over Val's house.
Yeah.
Because I was supposed to go out, and I ain't have nobody to go out with. I called Yvette.
I told you, Friday, right after Thanksgiving.
I forgot. Because if I would have known that, I would have came because I ain't want to go out by myself.
But see, I thought that's why you was calling me.
Tell
you know, to ask me was we still going and all that. See? So I told her
I
bet you she forgot because she said, Ann's ain't down here yet. You think she coming? I say, well, why you ain't calling me from there? I would have got rid of that kid because I was home. I ain't even go nowhere.
I don't know because I did have company because I told my company, you know, to come on over. I ain't want to go out.
Yeah. Because I started to call you because Darian said, where is it? I said, she's supposed to be coming. You know, like that.
I was thinking about calling you right then,
but then we start talking about something else and it slipped my mind to call you because I was going to call you right then when Darian asked me that.
Girl, you should have called me then, because I sure was on.
Girl, I'm cloudy.
I ain't could have stayed home, because I ain't going nowhere.
Gloria Epstein, my friend, Gloria Epstein.
Oh, yeah?
Valerie Graham and her friend came.
That preacher girl wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. She's on her home. Her home was stuck by a closer this time. You know how he used to sit around and sit down to the table, be right there in the back with Warren and stuff. Honey, that dude was a bundle last night.
So see,
she couldn't do nothing. Yeah, he was with some girl he brought
her there.
Mm-hmm. And Sharon Taggart, me, Sharon Taggart, Charlie.
Oh, you had told all
of us was on the floor.
Huh? You told all of us?
No, Charlie invited Sharon Taggart.
But who invited Valerie and Gloria?
I don't know who invited them, child. They came with some old
people. Oh, about Warren being in the music, he probably know Gloria.
Probably do. But I don't know, because they, and Larry say Reds and them grew up right across the street from them. So, so I guess Warren invited Reggie, or I don't know, or some of them friends that she was with. You know, they might have brought Gloria and them like we had brought Shirley. You know what I'm saying? Like that. and Valerie Graham and stuff, she came with some old people and stuff, so they probably was, you know, inviting me, just invited her.
Girl, I forgot all of it. When I called you, I wasn't calling back no party.
That's what I thought you were calling back. But I had my hand in that safe with them chickens and stuff, and they...
Try again.
Sounded like a swell party, didn't it? Everybody was there. Everybody but us. You know, speaking of us, which could just mean you and me, or I guess for some people it means the flag. And, you know, I went out of town just for a day over the weekend, and every business who has a sign up front where they can put a little message all said, you know, God bless America. And I'm all for that, you know, God blessing America. Seems all right to me. But, you know, nothing wrong either with going a little broader scale and something like God bless humanity. What about that? Is that too crazy? I'm just not sure there's a humanity flag that you can put on your radio antenna. But maybe you can just represent anyway. You know, just by showing a little love and respect for other people. In fact, maybe people you don't know or people you don't understand. That seems like the best kind of flag to wear right now.
Ethel Tucker.
Unforgettable.
Our one child.
And we leave you with this thought.
I will be here next week. And I hope to talk to you then. As always, thanks for listening. And again, my email address is theprof@wfmu.org. Love to hear from you. This is WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, and WXHD, Mount Hope, New York. Be well. Or be good. Maybe both.
Goodbye.